This is an extract from the Nature podcast. To listen to the full show and for more information, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
In George Orwell's book Animal Farm, the pigs go back on their promise of equality by painting a sign saying all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others, which seems rather unfair to the animals and us readers. But are we born with this sense of egalitarianism, or does it develop? And if so, when does it start to appear? That's the question that Ernst Fehr of Zurich University and his colleagues wanted to answer. We already know that our concept of fairness sets us apart from animals. Give a chimp the option of giving another chimp a candy at no cost to himself, and he won't actively choose to. But how do young children do with this type of choice? Here's the aptly named Ernst Fehr.
Our main result is that at age 3, children are basically almost completely selfish, while at age 8, strong forms of egalitarian preferences developed that distinguish human children from chimpanzees.
So to do that then, you enlisted over 200 children between sort of 3 and 8 to help you test that out. So take us through the 3 types of little games that each child would play. And I'm sure this version sounds to me like much more fun than the adult version, because instead of money, the currency is jelly babies and things.
The currency is jelly babies, fizzers and other sweets. And each child plays 3 games for sweets, and in game 1, which we call the pro-social game, the child has, as in any other game, also 2 choice options. Choice option A means that the child gets 1 unit of a sweet and the partner of the child gets 1 unit of a sweet. Choice B means that only the child gets 1 unit of a sweet. So the child always gets 1 unit regardless of which option it chooses. And that means it can, without cost for him or herself, benefit the other child. It's not costly for the child to be nice to the other person. Then we have a game we call the envy game. Choice option A is again 1 for me and 1 for the other. Choice option B is 1 for me and 2 for the other. So now here the question is the child willing to give the other child 2 units of the sweet without being hurt him or herself? And what we find here is that at age 8, we all have almost universally the egalitarian choice. So almost all children do not want to give the other child 2 units. And finally, we test for a strong form of altruism, because in the 3rd game, the child can again choose between 1 for me and 1 for the other, and now option B is 2 for me and 0 for the other. Now it's really costly sharing that is investigated. Is the child willing to give 1 unit away to the other child? That's a cost to the donor and a benefit to the recipient. And what we find here is that about 45% of the children are willing to do this at age 8, but almost no children are willing to do this at age 3. And now what we find here over time is a very strong increase in egalitarianism.
Now, you also looked at whether a child had siblings or not, and whether these were older or younger siblings had an effect on how much they cared about equality. Could you briefly tell us which children out of those groups were more bothered by it, more concerned?
Well, we have one surprising effect, and that's the only child effect. Only children turn out to be more altruistic. So they are more willing to share, even when it's costly for them. And then we have a youngest child effect. The youngest children in the family, regardless at what age they are, between 3 and 8, the youngest children are the most selfish ones. So we have an only child effect and a youngest child effect.
And how about George Orwell's idea then in Animal Farm, that all animals are equal but some are more equal than others? Did that kind of thing apply to the children? Did they show more of a bias towards fairness when they knew the children were from the same school as them or the same playgroup?
Yeah, they had a very strong in-group, out-group effect. Towards the in-group, altruism increases over time, so the willingness to share increases over time. But when the partner is an out-group member, the willingness to share decreases over time even.
And I suppose that might be evolutionarily useful to have that bias
Well, we speculate a bit, why is that? Why do children already at such a young age exhibit such a strong in-group-out-group bias? And I mean, some theories of the evolution of altruism put forward the hypothesis that altruism is just the other side of the coin of not being nice to out-group members. So basically, altruism develops towards in-group members, but not towards out-group members. It's really an in-group phenomenon. And it co-evolves. So basically, altruism and parochialism, how it's called in the literature, seems to co-evolve.
Ernst Fehr.
This is an extract from the Nature podcast. To listen to the full show and for more information, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.